Title: ESG for Government Contractors, Climate-Related Risk Considerations in Federal Procurement. Content: The Federal Acquisition Regulatory Council, the FAR Council, currently is considering amendments to the Federal Acquisition Regulation, FAR, that would elevate the consideration of climate-related risks in federal government contracting. The draft proposed rules aim to implement key sections of two executive orders, EOS, signed by President Biden in 2021, both of which call for consideration of climate-related changes to the FAR, including requiring major federal suppliers to provide public disclosures regarding their greenhouse gas emissions and climate-related financial risk, and set science-based targets for reduction, EO 14030, Sector 5, B.I. FAR Case 2021-015, requiring agencies to consider and minimize climate risk in major agency procurements, EO 14030, Sector 5, B.2. FAR Case 2021-016, and setting goals for the procurement of sustainable products and services, updating the definition of bio-based product, and reorganizing and clarifying FAR Part 23, Environment, Energy and Water Efficiency, Renewable Energy Technologies, Occupational Safety, and Drug-Free Workplace, EO 14057, Sector 208, OMB Memorandum M22-06, FAR Case 2022-006. 1. Staff working on FAR Case 2021-015 are currently resolving open issues with the draft. 2. Reports concerning FAR Cases 2021-016 and 2022-006 are due on June 15, 2022. 3. Background on the relevant executive orders since taking office in January 2021. The Biden administration has worked to tackle climate change, sustainability, and environmental justice through a series of executive orders as well as related OMB guidance and a new federal sustainability plan. The proposed rules currently being drafted are part of the Biden administration's ambitious plan to have the federal government lead the effort to drive assessment, disclosure, and mitigation of climate pollution and climate-related risks in the U.S. economy, and use the government's buying power to promote private sector investments that address climate change and sustainability. The following bullet points outline some of the key federal procurement-related provisions of EOS 14008, 14030, and 14057, including the previously discussed provisions in EOS 14030 and 14057 directing proposed amendments to the FAR. EO 14008, Tackling the Climate Crisis at Home and Abroad, January 27, 2021, Section 205, Federal Clean Electricity and Vehicle Procurement Strategy, establishes a plan to use federal procurement to achieve or facilitate a carbon pollution-free electricity sector by 2035, and, the second, clean and zero-emission vehicles for government fleets. Section 206, Procurement Standards, requires agencies to adhere to Made in America laws when making clean energy and energy efficiency procurement decisions and asks the Chair of the Council on Environmental Quality, CEQ, to consider taking additional steps to assist the FAR Council in developing amendments to the FAR aimed at reducing federal contractors' carbon emissions and increasing federal sustainability. Section 210, Clean Energy and Financial Management, requires heads of agencies to identify opportunities for federal funding to spur innovation, commercialization, and deployment of clean energy technologies and infrastructure, and take steps to ensure federal funding is in line with these opportunities. Section 211, Climate Action Plans and Data and Information Products to Improve Adaptation and Increase Resilience, requires heads of agencies to draft and submit climate action plans describing steps the agency will take to bolster adaptation and increase resilience to the impacts of climate change with respect to agency facilities and operations. Plans must address using the power of procurement in order to increase energy and water efficiency in government facilities, drive innovation, and increase resilience against supply chain disruptions. Federal climate adaptation plans can be found here. Section 213, Sustainable Infrastructure, requires that federal infrastructure investment reduces climate pollution and that federal permitting decisions consider the effects of greenhouse gas emissions and climate change. EO14030, Climate-Related Financial Risk, May 20, 2021, based on the policy that the federal government manage climate-related financial risk in its own procurements and drive the adoption of key measurement. Assessum.